This is JIS News. Coming up, new law to deter electricity theft to be promulgated this year. Road fatalities involving the elderly on the rise, and Culture Ministry pushing for maroons to be recognized by World Heritage Committee. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Now the news. The government is moving to impose tougher penalties for persons found guilty of electricity theft. Energy Minister Philip Polwell says the new electricity law, slated to be promulgated this year, will place greater emphasis on discouraging electricity theft. The minister also notes that the law will be geared towards encouraging energy conservation, thus resulting in foreign exchange savings.
The energy that you conserve is the fuel that is indigenous. We have to be buying, importing 95% of what you see going to electricity. And when you conserve that, it means that we are saving the country foreign exchange. We are reducing the amount of those fossil fuel emissions that go in the atmosphere.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the recent signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Jamaica Public Service Company and the Caribbean Maritime Institute for the replacement of 200 streetlights with LED lighting. The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is reporting that road fatalities involving the elderly have increased by 6% since the start of the year when compared with the same period last year. 33 senior citizens have died as a result of road crashes to date, 25 of whom were females and 8 males. There have been 189 fatalities arising from 176 crashes as at August 7. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, is again appealing to road users to be vigilant and obey road traffic signs.
They're urging that motorists obey the speed limit and the particular way they see pedestrians to be extra cautious. When one considers that the total number of crashes caused the Ministry of Health approximately $5 billion each year for care as a result of road crashes, one recognizes the huge strain it has on the budget of the ministry and the extension of the government. And also, if one factors that $5 billion would be spent in other areas of the economy, then we see more so the reason why they should be stored.
Dr. Guy says the ministry will continue to educate the public on proper road usage and general road safety. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is lobbying for Jamaican maroons to be recognized by the World Heritage Committee. Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dahlia Harris, says while efforts are being made to have the maroons internationally recognized for their contribution to the island, it is necessary for Jamaicans to also be aware of the group's significance.
The maroons are very critical to us. And one of the challenges is, depending on whom you speak to, at what level, they are viewed in different ways. And so we felt it was necessary that we would have a conversation that at the end of the day, the Ministry of Youth and Culture would be able to put a submission together to say that the maroons should be recognized and should be dealt with in a particular way.
Ms. Harris was speaking at the final in a series of signature conversations on the topic, the Jamaican Maroon, towards recognition of an indigenous people in Kingston Sunday. Signature Conversations is a series of free public discussions that seek to inform and engage audiences on cultural issues. It formed part of activities for Jamaica Festival 2014. And acting principal social worker at the National Council for Senior Citizens, the NCSC, Angela Toiloy, says it's important that persons begin planning for retirement early. Ms. Toiloy says early financial security for retirement will help to ensure persons remain as independent as possible in the later years.
If we do not plan for retirement for our later years, then we'll have more burden on our government welfare system, on the health sector, and socially as well. So preparing for retirement is really very important, so that when we're in our older years, we can still enjoy life to the fullest.
Ms. Toiloy was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.